Okay, there she's got me. All right, so let's jump in. ManaQuest 2013. Of course, we were in Chicago this weekend, and what a phenomenal event! It was just it was probably one of the greatest I've ever been to of all events. And the reason being is the shift, and the shift in me that I saw as well. I mean, I kept grabbing onto little pieces all along that. And I was familiar with almost all the material that was really given, or a lot of it, but it still was the package together. And I keep, you know, my whole goal in life is be green and growing. What shifts am I going to see? What changes am I going to see? What am I going to be doing differently? And I really want this business to take off like nothing has ever taken off in my life, because for me, it's you know, it's my why as well as saving these children. You know, that's something that's not acceptable to me. That's one child dies every 6 seconds. That's not acceptable. So I'm thinking real personally, and so that's really critical to me as well as my why is critical. And if your why is critical to you, then you ought to be all in on this as well. So let's take a look at what they presented. Friday afternoon, I'm giving you just some of the background of the leadership meeting, which was limited to people that were, I think, national and above, although we had a few people that snuck in there. And it was really cute because Bo Short was on stage. He goes, I know some of you are in here are not nationals or above, and I don't blame you because I snuck in too. That's what he said. So he actually gave people kudos for sneaking in because he said those are the ones that are determined to make this work no matter what, right? Remember Jeff Allen's story of sneaking into the doctor's meeting. He pretended like he was one of the servers or something, his first time to a manifest. But let's talk. Rob Sinnott got up first in the leadership meeting. He talked about where we are, where we're going. People familiar with S-curves in business can understand that right now he's pointed out where we were a year and a half ago and where we are today, that we are on a kind of a downward trend for a while, and now we're back in that S-curve where we're starting up, like we call it, at level two. You can look these up on the internet and see what those are, and you can see where we're about to take off in an acceleration upward. Anytime you're in a business, you always want to stay ahead of the trends. So they start looking at what the world looks like in 2018, and I listed in the outline here all the different aspects of what our world will look like. And then how do we analyze where we are, ManaTech, five signs of our upward potential, and how we fit into all of those areas. There are five signs. The company is very undervalued, and we are. ManaTech is highly undervalued, even though the stock's almost $12 a share. We're still highly undervalued. The part of innovation, you have to be in a growing sector in innovation. Healthcare is huge. Organic is huge. Integrative health is huge. And self-care is a gigantic movement going towards the future. So all of the things we're associated with have a phenomenal movement in terms of growth orientation. Orientation toward larger consumer groups. Of course, ours is orientation towards everyone, so sorry for the typo in that. We didn't catch that one. The four, willing to reinvest in new business. We are tremendously involved in that, going after new business ideas. And then the revenue growth. And ManaTech is seeing revenue growth over the last year, and they're really excited about the profitability of the company as we're moving forward. The one thing they did mention is that foreign countries are growing a lot faster than the U.S. and Canada now. They've seen like 140% growth in Korea. They've seen 40-50% growth in South Africa. They're seeing doubling of growth in Mexico. In fact, Mexico is developing their own flight team now. So we're seeing all of that. What are we doing here in the United States and Canada? And that's a big question mark, because that's about a lot of us on this call today. And that has a lot to do with what we are doing in our businesses today, or not doing. The broad plan for us is retaining core values, reinventing aspects of our business, prudent expansion to new developing markets. And he talked about, of course, Ukraine opening. They just opened last week, and we just opened Hong Kong. And, of course, what are Ukraine and Hong Kong and Mexico for us? They're the stepping stones to the BRIC, right? Mexico is a stepping stone to South America, which is Brazil, some of the fastest-growing countries. Hong Kong is, of course, a stepping point to China. That's the C in the BRIC. And Ukraine is a stepping stone into Russia, which is the R in the BRIC. The only one we're missing is India, and I think they're looking at that, but we don't know. That probably will be the who knows? I can't give you a direction on where they're going, but they clearly are looking at Russia, Brazil, and China. Lead consolidation in our field and network. Okay, that's our big broad plan. Corporate commitment to us is constantly improve the personnel expectations with Manatech, make it simpler and easier to do, and they clearly have done that with the changes in the comp plan. Generous reward our activities, which I love what they've done in the impact bonuses. Never compromise quality, which is great for all of us because we never have to risk or think of any that we're risking anything in what we tell people about the quality of the products. And then stay true to our cause, M5M, of serving mankind globally. So he was great. Sam Castor came on and just started talking about when your story, I love that quote, when your story is authentic and it's about children, you can approach anyone. That's a great quote. When your story is authentic and is about children, you can approach anyone. And Sam also talked about, he received a call a week ago from Vicente Fox, and he's going to be joining Muhammad Yunus, who is like the Nobel Peace Prize winner. He's the guy that started the microloans that has been deemed to be the number one solution for worldwide poverty. He is like a social entrepreneur extraordinaire, and they're doing a conference in Mexico in August on social entrepreneurship, and Vicente Fox invited Sam to join Muhammad Yunus in that. Isn't that awesome? I mean, people, we are on the map. This is huge. And Sam talked also about the comp plan changes. The word congruent is a big word he uses all the time. You know, congruency between the comp plan and who we are. And I think that's what he's continuing to emphasize for all of us. Kevin reviewed some of the comp plan, which we're going to review later on Saturday, so I didn't cover it there. Bo Short got on stage at this leadership thing, and he talked about, you know, moving from one industry, network marketing, into social entrepreneurship, effective August 30th. We're going to put our stake in the ground. Some of you saw the press release last week. If you haven't, go read it. It's a press release and announcing about in advance of what we're doing August 30th. I mean, we're making this huge movement. And if you know anything about network marketing, what tends to happen is when one company makes a move, they all seem to follow along. So Bo really looks at this as we're going to be that forebearer of this model, and we're going to see a lot of other companies that jump on board because it's such a classic model to use in social entrepreneurship. He quoted Plato, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle," which is part of his whole nature. His whole beingness is always about being kind. You know, he always talks about being kind. Help that. In fact, before I got on stage, he looked at me, he says, "Mary Jo," he says, "just help those people." It was really precious. And I looked at him like, what else was I going to do? You know, I mean, I didn't know what, because that's what I always do, but it was just a neat thing to hear from him. He'd never seen me speak from stage either. So we're the only social entrepreneur company with a leverage-based income model that provides a force multiplier harnessing the power of people. Another great quote. You can outline that, highlight that, and use that as well. The power of coming together as one Manatech team, that's going to be crucial for us moving forward. We need to have that oneness of heart and oneness of spirit in our country, in our company, and we're getting there. I mean, we really, you know, I think part of that Texas AG thing, weeding some people out that were only in it for purely for money only, I think that helped us get to where we needed to come. Great achievers have four characteristics, and I just tell you to read through these: laser focus, have preparedness, perseverance, and sense of higher purpose. Read through those, and here's my suggestion to all of you, as it was for me. What's lacking in my life? Because I want to be a great achiever. So what is lacking in my life that's holding me back? And then focus on improving that area, whatever that might be for you. So take some time to do that. That will be very beneficial for you as it is for me. We are not here to get by. You are here to do something significant. Great statement that he left us all with in that leadership meeting. Okay, then Friday night, let's move on. Friday night, Sam went through the story of Manatech. Many of you have seen this before because you were at Manifest, and it was kind of like the same. The video highlights were the same, but there were some differences that were in there. He used some different things that I didn't hear at Manifest, but if you can find a replay of it on Manifest, if you bought the pay-per-view, right? And that's on manatechlive.com. One of the things I added in here, which I love so much, is that in the 90s, remember when they first used, they were using Manipul and the predecessor to Ambertos, they were using it, Solvay used it in their chicken vaccine, because that's when all the chicken epidemic was going on, and they went from 65% failure rate in their use of their vaccine to like 98% success rate. And you know, Sam said some of the people in the company were saying, why don't we use as our marketing slogan, 6 billion chickens can't be wrong? You know, I think, and that was so cute, I threw that in there for you. Three quotes worth using, I just wrote in there because I think when he put them all three of those on one slide, that was very effective. If you need those, I can get them for you, but I just gave you the references to them because we've used them and seen them before. He talked about there's a mannose pump site on the intestinal wall. I never heard that before. So it was new to me, so I'm passing it on to you. And I will do more research on that because I don't know much about that. But it really, the conclusion is that if God created our body with a mannose pump on the intestinal wall, clearly he was meant for us to have these saccharides in our diet, right? He quoted Steve Jobs, the only way to do great work is to love what you do. I think that's a great one to put above your computer with the other 100 things I've told you to put up there over the years on our Monday call. Tristan Oge spoke. He talked about it's not only about the 5 million kids that die every year. He said every year 600,000 children lose their eyesight from failing to get enough vitamin A. So it's not just about the 5 million dying. We have a greater goal in our hearts than just those 5 million. And we need to keep that in perspective as well. Sam talked about the Science Magazine, Who Owns Glycobiology? And he said, more appropriately, it should have been titled, Who's Going to Commercialize? Because that's what the drug companies are trying to do, of course. Rob Sinnott, we're crossing over the threshold right now. Within the next year or two, it will be mainstream obvious that these glycos have a terrific health impact. Great language. Bo Short made the comment, we have had a Picasso hanging on our wall for so many years that we kind of ignore it. And I think that's right. I think some of us have been in Manific for so many years, we just forget about the unbelievable technology that we truly have secured in this company called Glyconutrients. So Sam Castor then talked about a recent, of course, this couldn't have been at Manifest because it just came out in July. It was in Mail Online, and the headline was, Children's diets worse today than in wartime when there was rationing. Children's diet, isn't that incredible? And we gave you the place to go to, the link on where to go to get that article if you want to use that. Malnutrition has become world's biggest problem. 3 billion people malnourished, almost 1 billion acutely. A half of the childhood deaths are caused by malnutrition. 5 million children under the age of 5 every year. And those are the references to all of that information. Then he talked about also what's coming for us. That in Daily Mail, July 25th, 2012, it's saying the skincare giant L'Oreal claims to have discovered the secret to younger-looking skin, glycans, the wonder ingredient you've never heard of that could make you look years younger. This is what's coming out in the skincare industry, and we love it because, of course, we have a new skincare coming out with the natural. As Sam said on stage, he goes, L'Oreal couldn't use the natural ingredients because we own it. So they use synthetics, right? Just like there was another, what was the other skincare company, Lydia? I can't remember the name of it because I don't use a lot of, I only use Manatech skincare and didn't ever use any other ones. But there have been a number of them that have come out with glycans, and it's fun to watch all of these. And ours will be out when? Here's another reason to be at Branson. The skincare line is going to be, or the line, I should say, product is going to be available at Branson. That's when it's going to break. And the reason why Sam got into a little bit of the science of it is these saccharides actually store water. They like our little sponges on water. So that's what allows your skin to look so beautiful because you're adding more moisture to the skin. And I know I love, I've been using our skincare products for years, and it's the only skincare I've ever used, so I can't compare it to other things, but I know that people always look at me and they can't believe I'm turning 60 next year, and that's a neat, probably more so my energy level, but anyway, I enjoy keeping those wrinkles in abeyance as much as possible. Glyconutrients are expected to disrupt all of these areas. Integrative health, there are four major legs that we put over here. Integrative health, which is Ambertose, real food nutritional support, which is Nutrivirus, sustainable fat loss, which is our pea protein product coming out in fall, and then the transformation of age and damaged skin, which will hit us in Branson. So the important thing for you guys to understand is if we just get 1% of any of the integrative health, real food nutritional support, or sustainable fat loss markets, 1%, if we just take over 1% of any of those markets, we'll have 5 million consumers. And if we get 0.1% of the skincare market, we will again have 5 million consumers. So it's not going to take us a lot to get there, but it needs every single one of us getting out there and doing our work, right? It's getting out there and doing our jobs. getting out there and sharing and loving on people and meeting their needs, and we will make this happen. I love this language. The story of glyconutrients is still being written, and we are all authors of it. So let's go change the world. Isn't that a great quote from Sam? Al Bala then just talked about the six different industries that kind of make up who Manitech is today, and we've seen this before, and so I just outlined it in there. Bo Short then got on stage. He ran through a lot of companies who started in one industry and made it big in another. You can look up Wrigley, Nintendo, Tiffany & Company, all these things. And he commented, he's like, all of that is brought to fruition because what are we doing? We started in network marketing, and we're going to be in social entrepreneurship, and that's where we're going to make it big. Important thing for us to do is build a sustainable team. I want you to highlight that in your outline, sustainable team. That's a new language. Build a sustainable team. We all know how to build one that's not sustainable because we've done that in the past, right? For some of you who are new, you haven't done that yet, but I know I've done it. But that's our goal today, is build a sustainable team. And the best part of a team is what? The people. And what's the most frustrating part of the team? The people, right? Because we are people, and we have our own idiosyncrasies, and we're going to show up in different ways, shapes, and forms. But it's about building a sustainable team. It's not how powerfully you speak, but rather how hard your heart beats. I love that quote as well. These are just great quotes. Sing while you can, and write while there is ink in your pen. I think these are terrific quotes that you guys can take and run with. Man, that's what we want to do. If that sing while you can and write while there's ink in your pen, if that doesn't motivate you to take action, I don't know. Because that's a statement of how much time do we have. I don't know if I have till 11 o'clock. I hope so I can get through this outline. But I don't know if I have tomorrow. You know, we don't know when our next day is. We don't know when our time is going to be called. We don't know when that clock's going to stop for us. So sing while you can and write while there's ink in your pen. And he talked about how many hours we spend. He said, you'll spend 20 hours sleeping, 3 years waiting on others, 1 year on the phone, 6 years watching television, 4 months tying your shoes. So 30 years of doing absolutely nothing. 30 years. So we only have so many years to do something tremendously valuable. So let's choose in. All right. Next day, Saturday morning, Sam got up. Was it? Yeah, Saturday morning. Yeah, by faith, I know where one door closes, it means another one will open. We never would have come to our current model of social without the Texas AG, which is a great concept. He has such a – this is really a Romans 8:28. For those of you who don't have a Christian background in it or biblical background, just look up Romans 8:28 and see what it says, and you'll see where he's – this is really – he has such a heart for this. He gets it 1,000%. But he also understands that where God closes one door, he's going to open another. And that's what transpired in our whole experience around Texas AG. Soup Mom, they talked about being in South Africa and Rob's experience down there. And what is a soup mom? Well, in South Africa, in the townships, these huge townships like Soweto, where literally million people reside in a township or more, and they live in very close quarters. They're kind of shanty towns, maybe, and not very comfortable lifestyles. But they'll have soup moms that are located that take on 15 kids in their local area where they feed them like 9 times a week or something, just to make sure that they know that whatever they can get their hands on, they're going to feed these kids because they know they get basic core nutrition. Well, that's where our PhytoBlend powder is going into these soup moms. So the neat thing about it is Manna Relief is supporting these soup moms now in South Africa. And what we're tying it to and looking at and talking to people about what regional director status means, you can say, let me just give you a perspective of what it means. You're supporting one soup mom in South Africa because you're helping feed 15 kids a day for a month by being a regional director, right? So it puts it home in terms of something that's more meaningful about how important it is to get the regional director status. It gives you greater perspective on what it actually means from a real true picture perspective. Bo Short got up. He talked about wristbands. Of course, they handed these out the whole day to each time some people got recognized as regional, national, executive, and presidential, and then they also handed them out to everybody else in the room who didn't get one. And so we all have these orange wristbands, which are great to wear. But the important thing Bo talked about, he says, these are lead-ins for conversation anywhere. Because one of the greatest things that holds people back ever in networking and doing anything and is when people say, well, what is it? So you've got to have that answer down pat. And he had it down pat. Now, I didn't write out his entire script because his scripts are all found today before you get off this call, or as soon as you get off this call, I want you to all to go to the Manatech Library, Resource Library, and look up M5M, and you'll find pages of Bo's scripts. And one of the scripts, and he must have said it from stage 100 times. He says, so when somebody looks at your wrist and they go, well, what is it? And you go, have you ever heard of Tom's Shoes? And then he goes on and on and on about Tom's Shoes, and then he ties it back to Manatech, and he said, but the great thing about this company is that they reward us, you and me, for actually sharing. You know, he's got all this language. So you want to get that down pat. I'm telling you, I'm memorizing it. I took my whole team out to dinner Saturday night, and we videoed all of us going, what is it? Have you ever heard of Tom's Shoes? You know, and we gave it to Bo, and he just died laughing. It was just it was a present to Bo from all of us. So make sure you go and find those scripts, because the biggest fear people have, understand this, not just about you, but about new people you bring on board, is how do I answer the question, what is it? So give them a great response. This is all about practice, practice, practice. Use language that works and do it, do it, do it. And for those of you who go, oh, I don't think that's going to work for me, you know, maybe that's a reason why you are where you are. If we're not willing to change and make shifts and try something new, we're going to stay stuck where we are. So it's time is over for staying stuck. We're moving forward and grabbing onto something new. So let's surrender and just take this on and do it differently. Because majority of people on this earth are never going to be able to say no to you helping save children. So take it on. Anyway, and he talked about all the materials work well with the orange bands, and he did that on some more of that later on, so I won't go over it here. Al Bala, creating your first month story is critical. He wants everybody who comes in as champions, especially champion all-stars, he wants them in your first month. That means your business period you signed up in plus the next business period. He wants everybody to achieve regional director status. And that's simple today from a perspective of it doesn't take 15 people signed up. It takes what? Four all-stars. Four champion all-stars, and you have made $773 in your first business period. And that's terrific, because it's important to have a great first month story. So, and he talked about using the form that they have, and you know, the form has the 109, the 498, and the 998 pack. And so the way Bo was doing, he says, hey, just choose the middle one right up here. Choose the middle one. Because people, you know, they don't want to make a $998 investment, but they also don't want to look cheap at a 109. So they all tend to go for the middle one, the 498 pack. Just choose the middle one is the language Bo used. And so that's that part. Dr. Nugent came in and talked a lot about, you know, what he did on Tuesday Night Live, July 9th. So I didn't put a lot of that. And the second reason is because I was backstage trying to take notes and get ready for my talk at the same time. But he put a lot of that Tuesday Night Live, what he did on Tuesday Night Live when I sponsored it last week, go watch that and you'll pick up 90% of what he talked about. And he did specifically talk about krill oil and why it's such a farce that people are promoting krill oil the way they are. He talked about the difference. He also said that some people are out there now saying, you know, when you put oil in a styrofoam cup and it eats the styrofoam cup, that's the reason why you want to put it in your body, because that's the way it eats the cholesterol. It was pretty funny. He goes, how many people would like to swallow something that eats through styrofoam? I don't think so. So, and he showed those HPLC, high-pressure liquid chromatography slides as well. And I know you don't have to know all this science, people, but sometimes it's fun to look at it and understand it, because it shows what the saccharide content in is. He compared it to some of the products out there that claim to have glyconutrients, and 90% of their sugar is glucose. Well, great. That's exactly not the one we need, right? I mean, it's like... the other thing he talked about is that study, and I'm picking up on that one as well, because sometimes you have people say, well, I don't want to take sugars because it'll increase the sugar in my blood system. Well, Talitha Best's study that was published in Development Neuropsychology is one that showed that none of them had blood sugar impact. And then Mary Jo, of all people, and I didn't even know I was going to be on stage. They asked me to speak on Friday afternoon when they saw me in the meeting, so I said, sure. And anyway, so I just talked about secrets to success. And, of course, what do we know about secrets? There are none. Thousands of books on how to be successful. And I just kind of outlined, you know, they wanted me to talk because I have had so much success over the last year and a half. So I went back to December 2011 when I put the stake in the ground. And any of you can do the same thing. All it takes is putting a stake in the ground. And that's what I did. I said, you know, it's going to take, I knew four things were critically important. Number one, I needed to choose to be positive. I can't blame Manatech or others for lack of effectiveness or the Texas AG. Get out of the blame game, people. Just look at yourself in the mirror. That's the reason your business isn't working. And work on that, because that's the one thing I can control. So I said, I'm going to look at everything that happens to me in life as if it's a, you know, it was meant to happen. It's putting me in a position where I can be better. Number two, believe. And believing that you're going to be successful is just a choice. You just step into it. You choose to believe. You choose to believe I could build my business again. I choose that I could truly grow it again. And then focusing on creating that growth. And this is important. Bo said, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. That's a great statement. Because it's about picturing. It's about believing it. Believing it, building a picture of it in your mind and allowing that to be your central focus. This is what I'm going to create, and believing it. That's what comes true for you, not what you want in life. It's what you believe, what you picture, what you visualize. Number three was plan, and I talk a little bit about that. Some of you guys, you know, you got to plan specific action, and you got to do it consistently. Specific action and do it consistently. That's why, like in my Trek program, I have a Trek plan. How many hours am I spending a week? How many new contacts am I adding to my content? How many times am I going to show the mission? How many times, you know? And you stick to basic, simple actions. Simple actions, do them consistently. That was important. And then four goals. You know, setting some goal. And my only goal I set, really, when I started this trek for myself back in 2011, December, I said, my only goal is one thing. I said, I will be ecstatic this year if I increase my GPV every single business period. So that's what we set out to do. And you know what? Lydia and I were darn close to making that happen. I wasn't discouraged. I missed one of the business periods in there, so it was like 12 out of 13. We had positive growth. One of them, we only had $1. That's like almost impossible on the volume in my organization, but that's all we have. But you know what? We made it, and that was a celebration. But it was all that energy and effort put forth into growing my GPV every month that created the momentum that now has catapulted my business in 2013. So it's important for us to understand. And what did that take? You think some of those months it didn't take some patience on our part, struggling to just get the $1, right? Because it takes patience, and that's what builds momentum, is the continuous behavioral patterning. That's what creates momentum. All right. Don Partridge got up. He talked about the problem with the business is he said, people tell me I didn't do well in the past in this business. And he said, good, hit the delete button. I love that. Good, hit the delete button. Your past doesn't control your future. If it did, go home and wallow in it and you're done. But it doesn't. It just controls your future if you allow it to. Don't give your past the ability to control your future. Don't allow it to. I know so many people that failed 12 times in network marketing. I saw them walk across stage back at the annual Network Marketing Professional Association meeting back in February. 12 times they failed for 7 years, 8 years, and then all of a sudden they landed in one, they got some good mentoring, and guess what? They become multimillionaires. So don't tell me your past controls your future. Are you happy? He says, some people go, I look at people, I go, are you happy? And they go, yeah. And I go, well, why don't you let your face in on it? You know, because you're not showing it. You're not expressing. Someone tells you they can't afford it. I really like this. I believe this is right language, Lydia. He said, great, we have an incredible program for you, the optional referral program. Is that what it's called? I think Lydia's not listening. Optional referral program. I like the language because it is optional. When you talk about mandatory referral program or all that kind of stuff, I think people get scared of that. Optional referral program is great because, and isn't it a wonderful response? Somebody says, I can't afford it. He says, great, we have an incredible program just for you. It's called the optional referral program. Let me explain it to you. You get it? So don't let it close the door. He said, money is never the obstacle. And he gave us his website or blog, wealthmentor.wordpress.com, where you can find all his slides and his sheets. He has a 2-minute presentation, a 5-minute presentation. He does like sheets of paper. He just whips them out and goes through them and really quick. And you might want to look at that and see if there's some materials there that you might use. Dwight Havener got up. He said, get three key points to reach presidential 90 days. He talked about that. He said, number one, you got to have fun. He said, people want to follow people who are having fun. They don't want to follow people who are miserable. Two, not only have XFM parties, but M5M parties. In fact, a lot of people are shifting. They're doing XFM parties to help grow their customer base, and they're doing M5M parties to find champions, to champion the cause. And he talked about his M5M parties that they're having now, live music, not formal, no videos. People don't say no to helping kids, was his comment. And then three, set a couple appointments. He said setting appointments. He's working with CEOs and hospitals. And he gave us his website as well, Treasure Coast M5M site. I haven't been there yet. The mayor in his community is declaring M5M Day for them. Isn't that neat? And they got a hospital that's endorsing this. That's incredible. So it's something that's a charity. It's a cause that people can jump on. Then Kevin Robbins reviewed the compensation plan, and he talked about, now this one I'm not going to get too much depth in because I could spend a whole hour on it, but and I'm only on page, I don't know what page, but I got a lot to do. But anyway, he went through all the review. 43.5% payout from product sales go into the comp plan. So you and I, associates, are getting 43.5% payout. Member income we know about from the past, that's not changed. Champion pack income, that's not changed. Some of you might be unfamiliar with the generational bonuses. So if I sign up somebody and is an all-star, and then if I'm an all-star and I sign up an all-star, I make $75. If they then go on and sign up an all-star, I get $8. If their all-star signs up an all-star, I'm going to make $5. So see, there's generational. So it pays to sign up people who go out and sign up others because you get generational bonuses from it. We didn't used to have that. Okay, so that's available in PAC. That's just PAC bonuses, okay? And then PV, you get 100 for champion, 400 for all-star champion. Notice the languaging. We're getting rid of the word associate, so even if I still use it, it's just a slip. By August 30th, it's going to be out of our materials. We're going to be talking about all-star champions and champions. You're going to be either a champion or all-star champion, but everybody's a champion. Power bonus hasn't changed. Career path, 65% rule, important for you to know that applies not just to team bonus, not just to, you know, regional, national, executive, and presidential, but also to team bonus concept. But team bonus now encompasses all your volume, not just $100 qualifying orders. All your volume, even your member volume, even PAC volume. The PV on PACs goes into determining whether you get a team bonus. They ran the program and they found out that because they changed the team bonus, 50% more people are going to earn a team bonus. So that's cool. And then the income that's paid out in terms of your generational income and your primary volume income is changed. So here's I gave you the chart, and you can see where it's going. It went to 6-5-4, 12-11-10, 18-16-14, and, of course, then the lower levels get higher levels. So your maximum amount you get paid out in presidential is going to be 44% on 8th to level and below. Right? So you can see, just to add the top, like executive, 18 to 18 is 36%. Nationals, 12 plus 12 is 24% on 7th level and below. And regional, 6 plus 6 are 12% on 6th level and below. That's how you work that chart. So that's how the APO is changed and paid out in different ways, and understand that chart. You don't have to get all the details, just kind of get a general feel for it. Right, they're continuing the leadership development bonuses, 100 for each leg, with national 350 with an executive. Lifestyle rewards, we talked about those in the past, 300, 650, 1500 for PDs. And then the incentives, they're going to have they're already in one full business period, which means the business period you sign up in plus one full one afterwards. Okay, and for RD, you have to maintain it for one additional month or business period, and you get a $200 gift out of a catalog. A national director gets a $500 gift, including a potential mini pad. ED gets $10,000 paid over 5 VPs, and a PD in 12 full business periods, 20. Okay, that's quick kind of review quickly over our comp plan, and there's plenty more. You can print off the comp plan if you want to get in more detail with it. Tristan O talked. He was terrific. What can we say about the guy? He's awesome. I mean, he's in his early 30s now. He's just one of the greatest guys. I love him. He's a co-presidential here in the Dallas area and one of my faves. He just is – it's just who he is. He's just all natural, all love, all caring. And his comment, be successful or make excuses. You can't have both. Of course, that's not necessarily his quote, but, he's heard it and he repeated up there. And he asked you to answer these questions for yourself. And I think that's a good way to find your why. If you're working on your why, ask those questions of yourself. And then he talked about, too, the important thing about who is influencing you. Who are you associating with? And making sure you clean up who you associate with. Because you ask the question, who do they want me to become? And a lot of the people you associate with don't want you to become anything. They want you to stay where you are. You know what, people? That's not good enough. It's not. It's not good enough. Bo Short, basic rules. Tell the truth and be kind. Understand what you're a part of. Be willing to become a professional. Do enough of the right things. Read a lot to grow and associate with the right people. Notice association came out there as well. Success is not a buffet. I love this one. Basic rules. You don't pick and choose what you like. It is have-tos. You want to be successful in this industry? They're have-tos. They're have tos. They're not. You don't get to. You know, some of you go, I don't like that, or I don't like this. Same thing I said when I started the call this morning. You know, just do it. These are have tos. There are a lot of things I didn't like when I started with Manatech, but you know what? I dragged myself out of bed and I grabbed that phone and I made the dials, and I did it over and over and over again because I knew it's what makes people successful. And you know what? It did, because I did what I didn't necessarily want to do. Right? He says, do the things you think you want to do least, right? And he put the art and science of building, the art and the science of building. He talked about how to structure your business. He likes the idea, and it really is power leg again, but he builds, let me go over it real quickly with you. He kind of builds four legs, you know, and you can have a consumer leg out there, so you can maybe build three associate legs, whatever way you want to do it, because you only need three legs to get the presidential anyway, right? But and the member leg counts. But here you are, you're growing these, you know, you find three or four legs and you get people to find four. Because you want them to have that first month experience, first BP experience, you want them to find four all-stars in their first month. So that's a great plan to get people to really work. Okay, so you find the first, and then from that you help them. Their now next step is to find their four. And what you're doing as the upline leader is you're looking for the drivers. You're looking for the true champions. And when you find them out of the first four or the first four, when you find that person that's a true champion, that's the one you grab onto and you drive 20 levels deep. So that becomes a power leg. You find a driver and make a power leg. You find another driver, another leg, and make that a power leg. You follow me? So that's the way he did it. So he believes in the power leg concept. He just believes more so in finding the driver so that truly you're building, he says, build your four legs, three to four legs, 20 levels deep. And he said, by doing that, you're going to find three to five people like you that are driven champions. Because not everybody's going to show up the same way. And, you know, if your first four all-stars you find out sign up are your great-grandmother and your grandmother and your grandfather and your great-uncle, you know, you might have convinced them to do the 498 because you wanted it to have a great first-month story. But are they really going to drive the business? No. You need drivers. That's what I call them now. I'm looking for drivers. You can call them champions, but remember the word champion encompasses the 109ers as well as the 498. So I'm looking for drivers. I want drivers. He says, build your business space, find a sustainable teams. That word sustainable team, I emphasize in the outline because it's crucial that you get that in your language patterning. Sustainable team. That's what we talk about now, sustainable teams. You want a sustainable team. He talked about building a calendar, and I'm going to do this. I think it's a great idea. He says, get a calendar and cross out when you can't do the business. And when you can work the business. So highlight that on your calendar. Then go back in and say when you won't do the business. In other words, in your can section, maybe there's times you're just not going to do the business. So isolate that. And then focus on when you will do the business. So go through that process and isolate when are you going to do this business. So I think it's a great formula. I'm going to try it. I mean, it's a new. He says, your why? Well, he says, if you don't have a why, make Aura your why. Twice they put up on a screen, they showed a gal. You think our phytoblend's not working out there? Well, listen to this one. There's Aura, a little girl from Guatemala. At 10 years old, she had the weight of a 5-year-old. She was covered with blankets, looked decrepit, looked like barely alive, right? They started phytoblend powder in her system. At 12, she had the weight of a 12-year-old, and they had a picture of her gleaming, beaming, looking incredible. It was a great sign of what we're doing, the impact we're having out there, people. So if you haven't seen those pictures, I don't know if they're posted somewhere, probably on the Manna Relief site, but they're terrific. 4 points of action. Of course, we've heard this a zillion times, but are you doing it? Contact list. Number one, make your contact list. Number two, contact invite. Number three, share the mission. We call it STM now instead of share the plan, STP. And then four, follow up. Do this. Practice, 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 practice. It would make the difference. You can see languaging and resource library. Search M5M and you'll find languaging. And that's important because Bo's got all his languaging there, and he has a tremendous amount. And I loved it. He said, don't ever say, I think I have a way to make you wealthy. If you're saying that, he said, stop it. He said, Bob, I think I came across something that we can make some money together. That we can make some money together. Totally different language, right? Let's sit down, not side down. Sorry for the typo there. Sit down. I'm trying to clean that up as well. And I'll run numbers by you. And if you are intrigued, we'll talk further. And if not, no big deal. Got it? There you are. Another break the ice would be, could I ask you a shot in the dark question? So he was giving out this language all across the board. And then they go, and then you tell him something, and he goes, what is it? but don't have time to present at the moment. You definitely want not to do a you definitely don't want to do a presentation the first time you meet somebody. Book another appointment. So it's not about the first meet, right? If you meet and just get contact in for a call 3 days later, not next day, or they will be prepared. This was intriguing, new to me. If I meet somebody, and because I always tell people, hey, you got to follow up, and you want to follow up in the first 3 to 4 days, or you're dead. They'll forget who you are. He specifically has a strategy. Don't follow up the first day because they're going to be prepared to hear from you. Follow up the third day. So think about that. I'm going to start implementing that in my system. In my contact manager form, it's going to be follow up third day. That's what I'm for the meeting, take the M5M piece and the tear sheet. He went through on Sunday, and we're not on Sunday yet, but he went through how to use that, and all that languaging and how to use that is also in M5M on Resource Library. But how to use the new M5M piece and the tear sheet in sharing, and I have some of the language in the outline as well. Sharing the mission, 2 qualifying questions. You said, so when you're talking to the person and they're saying, yeah, I think I want to do this. After you say, hey, I think I came across something, we can make some money together. Let's sit down and I'll run some numbers by you. And if you're intrigued, we'll talk further. And if not, no big deal. And if the person says, yeah, maybe I'll be in some interest in that. He says, well, before we get into it, let me just ask you 2 questions. If this worked for you long term, what are you looking to earn? A supplementary income, a full-time income, or something even greater than that? And whatever their answer is, they could say full-time income, awesome. Supplementary income, awesome. Something greater than that, awesome. What are you looking to do with that income? So what are you doing here, people? When you ask these qualifying questions, what are you doing? You're finding out what their want is, what their need is, what's their driving desire. Because if they're looking for income, whether it's part-time, full-time, or something greater than that, what are they planning on doing with it? And then you ask the next question, if this opportunity could get you all of that, and be specific about what they just said they wanted, if this opportunity could get you your kids' college education funds completely done, would you be willing to make time available in an already busy schedule? Great questions. I love that language. It's there in the outline. Okay, onward. Woo, got 5 minutes. I got to cover a whole day. Okay, good luck, Mary Jo. Saturday night, Sam Castor in the church service. It was awesome. Sam, I'm telling you, Sam is just the greatest at telling the story. A story about the company birthed out of prayer and Linda and, you know, just all the things that happened. He also did a lot out of that. What was the name of the book, Lydia, from Johnny Enlow, The Seven Mountains? The Seven Mountains. She put it on my iPad, but I didn't have any chances of reading it on the trip back home because I was preparing this outline for you guys. Johnny Enlow, just look it up. It's about Seven Mountains, and he read from that book in numerous places. It was unbelievable, the tie-in to Manatech, how he talked about 1994, these entities, Joseph companies, were going to blossom and start coming up in 1994. The book said this. Seven Mountain Mantle, it's called, by Johnny Enlow. The book talked about it. The book talked about how they were going to be slaughtered and there were going to be terrible times in the 2000s. And by 2010, they were going to start getting their new legs underneath them and they were going to prosper. They were going to start finding their new... I mean, this thing sounded like... I wanted to say, is Johnny Enlow Linda Castor's pen name now when she writes books? I mean, it was that uncanny what was in this book. And by the way, I got the book, so I promise you I'll do a book review on it because I think it's going to really float everybody's boat. But if you wanted to get it in advance, you can get that. I think it's $7.95 if you want to get it on your iPad. But it's not a long book, but it was unbelievable. In fact, 180 pages. And Sam said every time he said, I kept calling Linda back. He says, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. You know, and it was great. So he shared that. Everything Saturday night was, of course, super. We always love praise and worship service. It was great. And it, by the way, for those who were at Manifest, it did not go till 1 or 2 in the morning. It only lasted till what time, Lid? 8 to 10 maybe we were out of there? Yeah, 10 o'clock. Sunday morning we kicked off with Sona Vanderhoop. Uh-oh. Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, good. All right. I thought it was one word. It just capitalized the hoop, huh? 2 gaps. Okay, she talked about your why. Isn't this important for those of you on this call or in my trek? Maybe we need to read this over about 10 times. Okay, your why. She did a garden analogy. She said after a hard winter, the topsoil, which is our outside, becomes crusted over, just like we do. And that makes it ungrowable. In other words, we're not open to learning. We're not open to growing. We're not opening to see new things or have new eyes, right? You're right. We don't need to go new places. We need to have new eyes. But we're ungrowable. We're like that untillable soil. So you got to go in there and break through that untillable soil. You got to break down, because the soil that's going to nurture the seed is found underneath. And that's where the fruit will be yielded. And we're the same, because we're crust over all the time. So, and I love the quote, when you are growing something that matters, your work is never done. Heard that numerous times. So everybody, one of us, needs to allow ourselves to get in the place of beginner's mind. And that really helps people find their why, by the way, to get in beginner's mind. Passion, what is it? Why is it important? What does it take to discover your passion? How do you stay aligned? Passion is a powerful emotion. And she highlighted emotion because she said emotion is what causes us to take action. It causes us to get in motion. Boundless enthusiasm, passion is ambition that is materialized in action, has put as much heart and soul, body into something. She talked about unshakable commitment. It's more than just enthusiasm or excitement. It's ambition that is materialized into action to put as much heart, mind, body, and soul into something as is possible, as much as possible. To put as much as possible. Think and Grow Rich, she talked about the book. So if you haven't read it, read it. If you have read it, read it again and again and again. It's a timeless wonder. Kaizen, the practice of constant, continual growing and changing. In the book, there's no definition for great leaders, but five nearly identical traits in all the leaders that he interviewed. A burning desire or passion. It'd be decisive in action. So it's why. It's clarity. Be disciplined. It's focused. Gain specialized knowledge, it's the how-tos, and then surround yourself with a mastermind team, a good support team around you. When you have your heart and your head straight, then you can get the how-tos right. But if you don't have your heart and head straight, forget about it. So start with that. She played Steve Jobs, the crazy ones. She talked about Simon Sinek and his three circles. You can draw those circles. The inner one is why, the next one is how, and the outside one is what. And, of course, a lot of companies start with selling what's. Well, Apple Company started with the why. He said, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And Steve Jobs chose, every time we do everything we do will challenge the status quo. And we are the why company. We've taken on the Tom Shoes model, and we've taken it to another level. We're the first to do this. We are stepping out and taking a position, a stake in the ground where no other foot has traveled by what we're doing. And every one of you need to appreciate that. No other network marketing company has ever taken on social entrepreneurship and stepped out of network marketing to do social entrepreneurship. No one has ever used this combination of models to achieve change in the world. We have no idea what this movement is going to look like 5 years from now. But we know one thing. We started it. And that's important for all of you to recognize. Hugely important. And it should motivate all of us to action. And we said autonomy, mastery, purpose. Read through that. Finding your passion. Everybody should go to strengthfinder.com. That's how you discover your strengths and talents. Follow your gut and your tug, a true ultimate guide, right? Be humble enough to listen to it. Place a reflection, digging deep. Serendipitous events, spectacular failures. All these things give us our basis for our passion. Pay attention to the signs. They are around you all the time. She talked about Viktor Frankl, and we know him from the concentration camp. And our why will, this is big words from her, our why will decide the fate of many children dying of malnutrition around the world. Our why will decide the fate of many children dying of malnutrition around the world. And she listed all the benefits of why, know your personal mission statement. Al Bala got up and he just talked more about our XFMs going out. No, food gone bad is still a great theme. Manitech's putting more emphasis now into the glycos, into the XFMs, because we felt like there's a shortfall there, and that's a little tweaking they're going to be doing. But we're also using the Company of Destiny storybook as a great piece to use. We're also using M5M. So there are many tools, many ways you can get to the same result. You just choose which direction is for you, or you can choose multitude. We're choosing XFMs in our organization to help build consumer bases. We're using M5Ms too, parties too, find champions to champion our cause. Because I think XFMs are more tied and more directed towards developing consumers. Jeff Allen talked. He was incredible. He talked about Tristan Oh. He gave us all this information about real world, our world, God's world. He was so inspirational, like always. And he talked about it. He closed out with a concept that all these blessings that we've been given have been given to us to be good stewards of. And that's what we have to remember. The glyconutrient technology is for us to be great stewards. Bo Short, came up, and he talked about the tools we have are terrific, and he talked about how to use them. If you want to change the world first, you must first change your world. That's not true. With our mission, you can change them both at the same time. One statement he made, which I think everybody ought to really get too, is if you cannot feel this, then you shouldn't be doing it. So if you can't feel it, don't do it, right? But know that I would love to have you become a champion with me, because together as a team, we can truly make a bigger difference. If they say, okay, I'm interested in that, then let the tear sheets do the talking. You can say, let me show you how to become a champion. Before we get started, let me ask you just a couple of questions. Remember, we saw that earlier, those two questions about, are you interested in just supplemental source of income, primary source, or something more dramatic than that? No matter how they answer, you can go awesome or really cool, why? You know, the same kind of languaging. You choose it, but that's the kind of languaging. And then you help tie in their wants or their desires into the next step. You need to find their why before you move forward. Find their why they're going to do the business before you move forward. Find out what it is that they're going to use that money for before you move forward, or you'll never be able to close them. Too many of us try to close people without ever finding anything about them because we want to do all the talking. Notice, Bo has so many questions in his languaging. It's terrific. Okay? And we talked about the first month story. I love that he kept saying, empty plates don't feed starving children. So, you know, people have a problem with making money. You just look at them and say, you know, empty plates don't feed starving children. Really? And when he talks about the language, when he talks about the money sheet, when he goes through the money sheet, the tear sheet, he just loves it. He talks about how to do the tear sheet. And then when he gets around to the executive, he goes, you instantly qualify for a $10,000 bonus. You instantly qualify for a $20,000 bonus. Look at the languaging. Great, right? And after he's done with the four steps on the tear sheet, this is a tear sheet that goes through regional, national, executive, presidential. He tells him, he says, let me tell you, when you look back at this, let's really understand what it looks like. At regional director status, you're supporting a soup mama. And then he can describe the soup mama in South Africa. He said, at national, you're supporting a whole orphanage. At executive, you're supporting an entire community feeding center. And at presidential, well, that's where you're supporting an entire region somewhere in the world. Isn't that great? I mean, what a touch to talk about. You guys that have a hard time talking money, you can talk that language. And that is terrific language. He just says, use all the building tools, including all of his calls, all of his sessions that he does, all the materials that we have. And again, he emphasized over and over again, practice, practice, and more practice. You must do this over and over and over and over and over again. Hope is a heartbeat of action. He talked about a lot of athletes as he closed out. He was talking about a lot of athletes who broke down before they finish line. You know, runners and canoe guys and all these guys that broke down before the finish line. And they might have, you know, a family member came out and carried them across the finish, or they hobbled across the finish, bloodied body, whatever it is. And he looked down the audience. He said, you must finish. We will change this world. Right? That's important. That was big, and that's how he closed out his session. It was awesome. Again, find a lot of Bo's scripting on the resource library under M5M. Bob Adams got up, and he talked about using the new customer loyalty program to do two things, support your current customer base and reactivation. Manatech is coming out with great languaging sheet for reactivation for this in the next week or so, but you need to get ready by preparing a great Excel spreadsheet on those in your organization. And Bob presented a whole program on how to take Success Tracker information and download it onto an Excel spreadsheet. And you can find his step-by-step activities in the resource library. Again, look under, is it under M5M, Lynn? The Bob Adams sheet. Look under Flight Team, says. Look under Flight Team. Look under the Flight Team under the resource library to find his instructions on how to do that. Then we had a guy on board. Sorry, guys, I'm running a little late, but I only have a couple left, so bear with me. So hopefully you get that. This is great stuff. This guy, Muzaffer, came up on stage, and he's one of the first people. Bo knew him in the industry, and Bo went out after him and said, you got to come over. And he had a meet with – he met with Bo, and he met with Sam, and he jumped ship. He was making a lot of money in another networking company, and he totally jumped ship. And he gave his story, and it was an incredible story. I loved his energy. He was dynamic. He's out of the Minneapolis area, just really a dynamo, an incredible networker. He came from because what he saw was the heart and passion and integrity of Manatech through Bo and Sam. and the concept of saving these kids, and the concept that this is a company that's here to stay. They have a breakthrough technology, but they have this phenomenal mission, and they have such an incredible high level of integrity, he doesn't have to worry about anything falling through a crack. He said, this is where I'm putting my stake in the ground. And it was amazing. And his talk truly gave us all the concept, all who are listening, the idea that everyone in network marketing in the industry, anywhere, no matter where they are in whatever business they're in, become open game for us. Because they're looking for integrity, they're looking for passion, they're looking for mission, and we have it. So after that, you know, I'm already preparing my list because I have a lot of people I know that I've never talked about because I kind of respected what they were doing. You know, you want to do that, that's fine. Guess what? I'm done. They're all on my contact list now. Every single person I know that's in another network marketing company is on my contact list. And after we go through this conversion, or even before, I haven't decided I'm going to, you know, pray about this and think about this as I'm on my mission trip over the next 2 weeks. But I'm going to really get focused on, do I contact them and try to get them to Branson? That's my goal, probably, because I think Branson will knock their socks off. Better let those guys knock their socks off than just me, right? That's what I'm talking about. Truly, they become open game, because this is what Mustafa really introduced to me. And he talked about getting excited, being committed, passionate, and consistency, pay attention, right system, right words, and never, ever quit. Those were his big three things he laid out. And then Bo Short came to kind of conclude. He made the comment. He said, I'll follow Sam anywhere. He said, after I met Sam Castor, he said, I'll follow him anywhere. And when he first met Sam, he said, where have you been all my life? Because he spent 24 years in networking, went to the top in five different companies, made more money than he could ever dream of. I mean, by the time he's 54 now, and he was 36 when he started making $100,000 a month. And he just said, you know, I ran and did all these things, but I never had professional fulfillment until Sam came in my life. And he talked about how we have the knowledge now and not to act as grossly unfair to those who don't have the knowledge. So we need to step into change. And I gave you the Margaret Mead quote, which I love so much. A small group of thoughtful people could change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. That's us. Lead. Hard work without leadership robs you of success. Work on being a great leader, which requires reading and stretching and never stop learning. It cannot be achieved overnight, rather over time. If you do the right thing, you can do anything. He talked about, if I had to do it all over again, he heard, I would reflect more, I would read more, I would do more things that would live on after I'm dead. He said that's the languaging that people tell him all the time. If you had it all over again, what would you do differently? And those are the things that come out. This is a thing that will live on long after we pass. He told a story, a near-death experience in an airplane crash, which I don't have time to tell you today, but it was pretty incredible. And he added the language, sing while you can and write while your pen has ink, because you never know when that last day is going to occur for you. And then the last thing at that thing, Sam came out and closed a little bit, and so did Rob Sennett. But Al Bala came out and talked about Manifest 2014. So mark your calendar. It's going to be our 20th anniversary of Manatech. So it's going to be huge. The location is Frisco, Texas, which some of you are going, where the heck is that? It's 20 minutes north of DFW Airport, so it's not Dallas or Fort Worth. It's Frisco. There's a huge facility there that'll seat 10,000, so we want to pack it, right? And there's a baseball stadium right next door for the Rough Riders, which is a minor league team, and we're going to take that over as well. In fact, they're talking about recognition. They're going to put orange tape on the ground, you know, big, you know, fabric areas where they're going to have people walk with their tuxes and stuff. They're going to blast them up on the screen. We're going to have fireworks because we're going to celebrate the 20th anniversary. I mean, it's going to be an incredible. And he's also talking about we're getting jerseys for different countries like Japan and Korea and America. We're going to play baseball. We're going to have like a fun little outing of baseball game as well. They'll probably schedule that on Thursday or whatever the day in advance of the serious meetings, but just keep your eyes open. But you now have the dates, May 1st through 3rd, 2014, so put those in your calendar and lock them down. All right, people, we did it. Any comments from the crew on the phone call? Did you like what you heard? Did you learn anything? Can this help you guys?
Yes, thank you, Mary Jo. This is so awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Anyone on the call that was there?
had somebody on my phone call this morning who was there, and she said there was just a different atmosphere than at other events. And she's been at a lot of different events. So he talked almost the whole time of our phone call. It was
really?
Great.
Great.
It was because she doesn't usually say very much.
Yeah, she's usually a quiet person, but she had plenty to say. Great.
Yeah,
good. That's wonderful.
She's taking her 20-something daughter with her to Branson. We're
wonderful. Absolutely. Yeah, it would amaze me. If I don't see every one of those people in Chicago at Branson, I'll be shocked, because I don't know how you move out of that event and not move on to the next. I mean, I don't care that it's a month and a half away. It's like, wow. Yeah, it's wow. Great, great. Okay, thank you guys for being on board, but thank you more so for being a part of this incredible mission and joining me as part of that great Manitech team that truly will change this world. And I'm so excited about the direction we're going. So thanks, everybody. Now, let me just highlight a couple things for you. The next 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Brazil. So guess who won't be able to be on the call with you is Mary Jo. I will be in the mission field for 2 weeks, so I just want to highlight to you that we have great speakers coming up, so don't miss the Monday calls. Lydia's lined up some great speakers for you. I think one of them is actually Bo Short. We're just going with the sidekicks. Al Bala and Sam Castor will be on our call. So we just took a few sidekicks of Bo Short. It's now the Bo Short Show, so I don't know. But that's great. We're excited, Bo. But be ready and raring to go for those calls. I'm sure they'll have tremendous great stuff to offer you as well. And just know that get yourself in alignment. Look at start shifting. I told Lydia, I said, you know, before I leave for Brazil, I want to sit down with her and focus on for a couple hours of just, you know, quiet time but intense time on what are we going to do differently in our business, because there's so much in here and you can't make 100 shifts at one time, but you can pick up certain things and start implementing them in a real, you know, focused and direct way, and that's what we're doing in our business. So okay, anyone else last minute comment before we go? Okay, everybody, I love you all, and thanks for the great participation in this incredible mission. We enjoy having you on board and being teammates with you, and we look forward to a great future for everybody. Thanks, and talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Bye, everybody.